Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Jeffcoat. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Hal Jeffcoat. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Burdett. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Lou Burdett. And now, play ball. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook bunts towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Connell covering, for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Temple reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jeffcoat fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Aaron. Crow reaches second base with a double. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-0 in the game. Hoke takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoke. The throw from Crandall and he is out, Logan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett bunts towards the mound. Jeffcoat fields it and throws to first for the out. Bruton moves to second. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Crowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Crowe hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 1 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruton moves to second. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett is 0 for 0 in the game. Burdett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Connell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. Aaron hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Braves. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 2 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Crow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 2 in the game. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first, with Jeff Coat covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan bunts towards the mound. Burdett fields it and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to second. One out. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Hal Jeffcoat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a line drive towards short. Logan catches it and steps on second to double up Bailey. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Raul Sanchez now pitching. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burdett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of post. Burdett reaches second base with a double. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Connell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burdett moves to third. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Don Hook. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Wison and pinch runs for Jerry Lynch. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 3 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 1, and Cincinnati Reds, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.